A Dream, A Visit, and Faith. Wednesday, 10th of March, 1993, Arunachal Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi Center, New York City.
This morning, I woke after the following dream.
I was driving the ashram station wagon on a country road. Seated to my side in front seat were my mother and father. In their rear seat were friends from Arunachal Ashrama, one of which was Bhagavat, the ashram founder. I seemed to have been driving to a particular destination somewhere out in the country of New York State. Where this destination was, I'm not clear, for we didn't discuss it in the car, nor did I question anyone about directions. I must have understood where we were going and the route to take. We departed on this trip from my hometown, Tonawanda, New York. After a long drive, we reached a complex of buildings that looked like some kind of an institution. I parked the car and asked everyone in the car to follow me into a building. We went inside and I, leading the group, walked down a long corridor or hallway that had some rooms on both sides. I came to a door at the end of the hallway, walked outside, and then entered into another adjacent building. Soon after entering the hallway of this other building, I entered through a door of a room that was to my left. Upon entering the room, I was surprised to see that it was very large, like a gymnasium. Everyone followed me into the room. We stood near the entrance inside the room, and I said that there was no need for us to walk through this room, and then asked everyone to turn around and walk out. After passing out through the door of this large room, I glanced at the hallway that stretched out to my left. There, nearby, reclining on his couch, was Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. With his right hand supporting his head, he was reclining on his right side in a relaxed and peaceful pose. People were walking by him without giving him much more attention than a side glance. Then I saw one man go up and stare into the Maharishi's face. I also did likewise. I could see that although Bhagavan's eyes were open, he was lost to all outer sense. The man standing near me looked at him curiously, trying to figure him out. He somehow deduced there was something holy about him, and joined his palms together, bowed his head slightly, and then walked away. As I was watching all of this, I was saying within me, "What is Bhagavan doing here? This is not Ramanashramam. No one even knows him here." I was perplexed and wanted to question him, but I could not because he was so absorbed within. Standing there, looking at him and wondering about his presence in this unfamiliar place, I woke up. It was 4:10 a.m. At about 7 a.m. on this same morning, Bhagavat and I left for a day trip to Scranton, Pennsylvania. There, being treated in the Allied Services Rehabilitation Hospital, was our old friend and Bhagavan's devotee, Roy Colonna. He was just transferred to this new facility for treatment a few days earlier. 2 months ago, Roy had met with a serious car accident which left him paralyzed from the neck down. He was presently struggling through unbearable pain to regain at least some movement in his arms and legs. His success till now had been very slow but hopeful. After arriving and entering into the main lobby of the hospital, we inquired and found Elizabeth, Roy's wife, with Roy in the occupational therapy room. When Roy saw Bhagavat, tears filled his eyes and he was unable to talk to express his feelings. Elizabeth asked the therapist to continue the treatment while she took us through the halls of the facility to her room, a place where accommodation is provided for relatives of the patients. Her intent was to serve us their rice, vegetables, dal, yogurt, mango, and tea, she had affectionately prepared for us in the spacious kitchen attached to the guest rooms. While we were slowly eating and Elizabeth was serving us in her usual wholehearted and devoted manner, and as she was also engaging Bhagavad in conversation, the vivid memory of my early morning dream came to my mind, like one dozing in a classroom and suddenly awakened by the teacher calling his name. I suddenly woke up to the fact that the very buildings I walked through in my early morning dream were those of this rehabilitation center. The large gymnasium-like room was the same occupational therapy room where we first saw Roy when we arrived, and the hallway in which Bhagavan was reclining on his couch was the same hallway just outside this therapy room. I saw Bhagavan reclining and facing the room where Roy receives his therapy. I sat there eating in a reflective mood, visualizing the dream and comparing it with the details of this building. Everything was exactly the same. I realized that Bhagavan must have given me this dream to strengthen our faith in him and also to relate it to our dear friend Roy, who was now passing through the greatest crisis of his life. If this dream and the waking experience did not agree so precisely, I probably would not have mentioned it to anyone. But I believe that by such dreams and other experiences, Bhagavan lets us know that he is always there, guiding us to his supreme abode in the heart. Returning to see Roy after our meal, I stood near his bed and slowly related the dream to him. Roy listened quietly. I saw tears welling up and falling from his eyes. Bhagavat also listened, and after hearing all the details of the dream, he turned to Roy and said with enthusiasm, "You see, Roy, Bhagavan was here even before we arrived." By Dennis Hattel.